Welcome to today's daily teaching and happy Friday. So today is the end of the week, which can be wonderful if you've been working hard this week, or maybe you've just had some stresses that you'd like to see the back of. And also it's the start of the weekend, so I hope you get to do something fun and enjoyable over the course of the next 2 days. And it also marks the end of this 3-day mini series and mini teachings on expecting the best and not expecting the worst. So on day one, I got you to just think about this aspect of looking at things in a more positive light and how we can do that when we have been going through difficulties and we kind of are nearly looking over our shoulder for maybe another stress to come up, and how stress is guaranteed to come up again, but how important it is to put positive focus into the good things in life. Yesterday, I got you to look at then replicating the good feelings you've had in your life and to put yourself back in that place and state of mind of experiencing happiness and joy and fulfillment. So if you haven't had a chance, I would advise to go back and listen to day one and day two. And then today, as we finish up, I really just wanted you to think a little bit more about this topic and talking about the future. So even as I started off this teaching, I talked to you about, oh, it's the end of the week, it's great, you're probably great to see the back of the week if you've had some stress or looking forward to the weekend. And I think most of us are living like that. We might have really good things coming up. Maybe it's a holiday, or, you know, maybe you meet up with friends we haven't seen for a while, or we might have a nice concert booked or dinner with somebody. And there are these events that are coming up. And sometimes, particularly around holidays and things like that, if you're in a stressful working environment or in a stressful life, you can go on a countdown of only like, you know, 10 more sleeps to my holiday or 5 more weeks, and you get really excited about it. But what we're actually doing in the process of doing that is we're looking forward to striking off days of our life and hurrying through life to get to that place. Also, you can experience when you are celebrating your birthday, a lot of people, and myself included, actually would say, oh God, like, you know, I'm going to be 37 in July. And I'm like, God, how am I going to be 37? And then, you know, I've started really to look at it saying, isn't it wonderful? I'm, you know, alive and healthy for another year, and to celebrate that. So a lot of us are looking, as we talk about looking forward and expecting the best of what's coming up, sometimes we're looking too forward. And our future is actually now. It's in the next minute, it's in the next hour, it's this evening, it's tomorrow, and it's very much imminent. It's not something far out in the distance. And often when we think about our life fixing itself or getting better, we can think about things out in the future. And sometimes they become a little bit so out there, they seem unachievable or unattainable, or that we'll eventually get to it. And what I'd like you to think of is the concept of, like I just said there, your future being in the next minute, in the next moment. That's where your future really is. And something I'd like you to try, and I'm going to try this as well actually, is to try and look forward to something every single day. So it can be as simple as having a bath, reading a good book, maybe looking forward to getting your teaching tomorrow, doing a bit of meditation, meeting friends, and actually scheduling into your diary. I have a physical diary that's like not, I don't use my phone, I have a pen and paper that I use for a diary. And I'm going to try over the next month of just like writing in just some nice things. So on Saturday, I've actually got a spa day with a friend. Sunday, I'm working in the office. So that for me is enjoyable because I'm meeting people in person, I'm working with them. Monday, I actually have a day off. So, you know, like there is already, when I think about the next 3 days, there's actually some great stuff coming up there. So I'd like you to think about that, because also then you're looking forward, you're not looking so far out in the distance that it feels like it's way away from you and you're counting down the days or weeks or months to get you to that place. But also what it's showing you is that there's good actually in every day, and there's something to look forward to in every single day. So I hope you've enjoyed this series over the last 3 days. It's really just food for thought to get you thinking, getting you to look at things from a different perspective, and, you know, just really kind of contemplating that. So tomorrow I'm going to give you a day off from teachings. I would like, if you haven't, you know, maybe you've listened to these but you haven't taken it on board, to spend maybe tomorrow a bit of time just going through that. I will send you still a little bit of a motivational text message, but there won't be an audio, and then I'll be back on Sunday with your simple Sunday audio teaching to prepare you for the week ahead. But let me know how you're getting on with that. And just to remind you again, for those of you who have not sent me an email to tell me that it's okay for me to communicate with you by text or by email, I really need you to do that, because legally now under the new data protection rules, I can't actually send you your texts or your emails if you have not emailed me to say that's okay, even if you're paying for your subscription. I need that in an email from you. So I've sent out a text yesterday with a reminder in it, and I sent out an email yesterday or last night actually with a reminder in that as well. So please do get back in touch with me. It is very, very important. And otherwise, have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you through Sunday's audio.